characters in the play had grown up in the Chinese opera before he went to the States to work on the railroad, and he's kind of struggling with who he is now. And maybe it's because I, at that point, as a young person, started to realize that I was probably going to have a career in the arts and be fortunate enough to do that. And what did that mean? I'm generally kind of considered an Asian American playwright, and I've struggled with that label. There have been times that I've liked it, and there are times that I haven't liked it. I learned to write more from my subconscious, and I found these themes kind of appearing on the page. So clearly, some part of me was very interested in being Asian, being Asian American, even though my conscious mind hadn't figured that out yet. When I wrote my first play, which would eventually get produced in New York, FOB, or Fresh Off the Boat, to be done in my dorm, my father asked to see it. And, you know, he'd never read a play before, and he saw some swear words, and he was like, oh, I send you to this fancy school, you write this junk. But he also said to my mom, well, let's go see it. And if it's good, we'll encourage him, and if it's bad, we'll tell him to stop. And so they came up and saw my production of FOB that I directed in the lounge of my dormitory. And afterwards, my dad was like in tears. He was really moved. There's something about that distance from the theater and the ritual of having live actors interacting with live audience members that just feels right and deep and truthful to me. Right now, Broadway is very popular, and it's, you know, there's TV shows, that whether it's Glee or Smash, that kind of capitalize on the public's interest on this. So in that respect, it's healthy. The downside is that commercialism pulls the whole field of theater in America.